Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Ms. Carey, will you take the role, please?
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Here.
Trustee Robin Bowie?
I'm not used to being second. Here.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Matthew Holmes?
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Here.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Here.
Board Chair John Butler?
Here. Mr. Brady, have we reached a quorum, and has appropriate notification of the meeting been issued?
Mr. Chair, yes, we've reached quorum, and appropriate notices have been provided by the university.
Thank you. So we have before us a meeting agenda. Is there a motion to approve that agenda?
I'll make a motion.
There's a motion. There's a second. Is there any discussion on the agenda? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the agenda's approved. I don't have any comments except thank you everyone for being here today. We have an important matter on the agenda we're very excited about, and so we appreciate your attendance and the work that went into having this very quick meeting. This is the time when I ask if there's any comments from the University Advisory Council. Thank you. Ms. Nicholson? Okay, thank you. And so, Mr. Brady, is there any public comment, interest for public comment today?
No requests, Mr. Chair.
All right, then we'll move to President's Report number 113.
Thank you. We have one action item today, and that is the appointment of Jerry Blasey as our Vice President for Research and Innovation Partnerships. I think you've all come to know Dr. Blasey over the last couple years. He was selected through a national search process for the permanent position based on his outstanding qualifications, was chosen for that position. He's been acting as the Vice President for Research and Innovation Partnerships in recent years, and prior to that was the Acting Associate Vice President for Research within the division. Prior to that, he served in the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy Group, and he holds the rank of professor in physics and is a distinguished research professor. His focus area is in high energy physics. He has an extensive experience with research and administration of research. His impressive track record includes funding from the National Science Foundation and the Department of Energy, as well as Department of Defense and Department of Education. During his assignment at OSTP in the Executive Office of the President from 2011 to 2014, he was closely involved in the development of President Obama's budget for NSF and DOE. He's a strategic thinker. He's an amazing addition to NIU, and I'm really appreciative of him in taking on this role. He's also working aggressively in the innovation partnerships area, seeking out innovations with local industry and some of our regional partners. So I would ask that the Board of Trustees approve the appointment of Dr. Gerald C. Blasey as the Vice President for Research and Innovation Partnerships effective May 16th, 2017. And I will note that we're doing this in this unusual time period because Jerry's contract runs out and there was a gap and we had to fill that gap with these permanent appointments. So I appreciate you making time to be here today for that.
Thank you. So then do we have a motion to approve the appointment of Dr. Gerald Blasey as the Vice President for Research and Innovation Partnerships effective May 16th, 2017? There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second. Is there any discussion or comments from the board? Yes, Trustee Barsima.
Yeah, I would just like to make a comment. I've had the good fortune to work with Dr. Blasey on several projects during the period that he was the interim, and I would just tell you that I couldn't be more pleased that he's going to now take the role on a permanent basis, and I think you're the perfect person for this job, Jerry. So great that this is the conclusion. to this search. So thank you.
Good. Any other comments? All right. Then in that case, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion is approved. Congratulations, Vice President Blasey. Would you like to say anything?
Just a few words. Probably none of you are surprised. I'm not very good with compliments, but I will thank you for all the kind words. I'd like to thank you all for your confidence and President Baker for his confidence. As we saw last night at dinner, there really is excitement amongst the faculty with respect to research, scholarship, and engagement. And it's my honor and privilege to work with them to try to promote our research and innovation agenda, especially during this difficult time. I think the faculty are resilient and they will increase in our research intensity and our innovation. And as I said, it's my honor to work with you and the senior cabinet and them as we move the institution forward. So thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Blasey. Are there other matters to come before the board? Seeing none, the board needs to go into closed session now. We do not plan to take up any business after the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act, and litigation and risk management matters as generally described under sections 2C, 11, and 12 of the Open Meetings Act.
I so move.
There's a motion. Is there a second? There's a second. Is there any discussion?
Do we need to cite acceptance of minutes on the action for the closed session? I think we deferred such last meeting.
It's not on the agenda.
Are we going to take it up?
Should we?
We could surely defer till next time.
Sure.
We'll take it up? Okay.
How do I state it then?
That's right here.
Okay.
There we go.
And so we'll add then to the motion. I'll consider Trustee Struthers making a friendly amendment to the motion to add an exemption for executive session minutes matters as generally described under section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Is there a second to the motion to amend the motion?
Move.
There is a second. All those in favor of the amendment to the motion?
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none. Now we go back to the motion, and it's all right that we did a voice vote for that amendment.
Yeah.
And so now, is there any other discussion of the motion to close the meeting? Seeing none, we'd need a voice vote for this, Kathy, if you would. Roll call vote, I meant, excuse me.
Trustee Dennis Varsima?
Yes.
Trustee Robert Boy?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Guerrero? Trustee Matthew Holmes?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Vice Chair Wheeler Coleman?
Yes.
Board Chair John Butler?
Yes. And the motion is approved. The meeting is now closed and will be reopened at the conclusion of the board's closed session for the purposes of adjournment. No public business will be transacted upon the board's return to Altgeld 315 to formally adjourn the special board meeting.